In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Today, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, is known, at least in our house, as Turkey Stew Sunday. This afternoon, I will pick the leftover meat off the carcasses and then simmer the bones with herbs and onions for hours. The result is a rich turkey stock. Then, after straining the bones, whatever is left from Thanksgiving, except for the pecan pie, the meat, gravy, sauerkraut, peas, and even the dressing is added back to the broth, and then, ta-da, a thick, flavorful turkey stew is created. It's just the right thing to pull out of the freezer on upcoming cold winter nights. So in our house, today is known as Turkey Stew Sunday. But in the church calendar year, today is known as Stir It Up Sunday. Yes, Stir It Up Sunday. This was handed down by our Anglican ancestors. I never knew about this unusual designation until I was doing some research for this sermon. The more common name in the Episcopal Church is This Is Christ the King Sunday. But we Episcopalians only began recognizing Christ the King Sunday less than 50 years ago, as a way to remind us that Christ is the ultimate sovereign in our lives. Yet, Stir It Up Sunday has a deeper history and signifies what I think is a considerably more intriguing and relevant theological meaning for our time. Stir It Up Sunday was so designated as the Sunday before the first Sunday of Advent, which is next week. The name originated primarily from the colic we just prayed. Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people, that they may bring forth the fruit of good works and may be rewarded through Jesus Christ. But it also came about because our Anglican counterparts traditionally began making their Christmas pudding on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. The recipe calls for a large variety of ingredients and a process that requires constant stirring of the mixture over a period of weeks, resulting in its readiness to be enjoyed on Christmas Day. And thus, Stir It Up Sunday, the recipe, coincided with Stir Us Up prayer, a charming intersection between food and faith. So let's save the culinary part of the equation for later and explore the phrase Stir It Up as a theological prelude to Advent. Advent is commonly known as a time of waiting. The common perspective is that we are waiting for Christ to be born. For the next 4 weeks, that is the theme. Dark to light, expectation, preparation are all words that complement what lies before us in December. Advent is also tinged with qualities of reflection and quiet. While this is soothing and reassuring, I wonder if we run the risk of missing an aspect of Advent if we default to thinking solely of Advent and waiting as having a passive quality to it. as in experiencing a period of time with which we have no control. A member of the parish recently sent me a blog written by spiritual writer Emily Friedman, and I found the article stretched my assumptions about waiting and therefore about Advent. The title of the piece is called How to Wait Well. How to Wait Well. She begins, "All waiting is not created equal." The author goes on to explain there are several types of waiting. The first is the kind of waiting we talk about. This type refers to experiences we know will happen. We know as we wait for tomorrow, the sun will come up. Or we know waiting in line will eventually get us to the checkout counter. Or we know waiting for Christmas, that day will arrive. If we have patience with this kind of waiting, we will be rewarded. This type of waiting has no ambiguity. This kind of waiting is easy. The second kind of waiting is the one we do not like to talk about. It is the waiting when there is the unknown in the outcome. This is very hard, as the results of this waiting can either break your heart or bring joy and relief to your heart. It is waiting for the test to come back, or to hear if an apology is accepted, or if you got the job offer, or if your house has a contract. This waiting is emotionally charged by the uncertainty embedded in the situation. And finally, Ms. Friedman suggests there is a third kind of waiting, one that is futile, useless, and should be avoided. It is waiting for just the right moment to act, or just the perfect circumstance to appear before committing yourself. It is void of any risk-taking. Seldom does this kind of waiting materialize into constructive action. In fact, this kind of waiting can take on characteristics of paralysis, of fear of making decisions, of vacillating, to be overly hesitant to make a commitment. And it is this kind of waiting that Stir It Up Sunday can address as we enter into Advent. For us to pray this Advent, we are to be stirred up in our faith by our faith, offers a unique and frankly active approach to this liturgical season versus the more traditional passive approach. How can we move from waiting submissively to waiting proactively, waiting for opportunities to find that light from my dark, to anticipate there will be an arrival of the good, to go out into the world expecting to make a difference? That is what Stir It Up Sunday can accomplish. It has been said about the Advent season that the Advent pilgrimage is a journey whose value is to be found as much, if not more, in the traveling itself and the experiences to which this gives rise as to the destination. We will not be exposed to such experiences if we fail to stir ourselves up. We might even say that life is a constant Advent season. We are continually waiting to become, to discover, to complete, to fulfill. Hope, struggle, fear, expectation, and fulfillment are all part of our lifelong Advent experience. So let us stir it up, or be stirred up, in order to fully experience what lies before us. I began with the culinary reference to my turkey stew and Christmas pudding. I have shared my recipe for turkey stew, but in case you are curious about the Christmas pudding, you can look in your bulletin. The ingredients are listed here. And a couple little things. First of all, politically correct Christmas pudding has 13 ingredients, although this recipe has 15. But the 13 symbolizes the 12 disciples and Jesus. This is true, I didn't make this up. And when you stir it, it should be stirred from west to east to honor the three wise men in their journey. And remember, what once mixed, keep stirring. Bon appetit.